Let me ask you something. What if you slowly became irrelevant and no one told you? Not in a dramatic way, not with an announcement, not with a meeting, just quietly. Conversations move forward without you. Decisions, they get made without your input. And the room, it keeps functioning just fine, but without your voice in it. And what if it didn't happen all at once? What if it happened slowly enough that you almost didn't notice? This is Echoes from the Peak. So it begins subtly. You're in a meeting, and someone younger explains something that you used to teach. The language is different, faster, cleaner, more current, and people are nodding. And you start to speak, but someone else finishes the thought before you can. And it's not disrespectful. There's no malicious intent. It's just efficient. Later that week, you're not copied on an email thread that normally would have included you last year. And you tell yourself, it was just an oversight. But then it happens again. A project moves forward without your guidance. A conversation happens after you leave the room. And decisions get made, and you're informed, but you're no longer consulted. And look, you don't panic. You rationalize. Maybe it's just delegation. Or maybe it's growth. Hey, maybe it could be good leadership, right? But a quiet question starts to form anyway. When did I start being essential? And here's the part that unsettles you. The system doesn't collapse without you. It adjusts. It adapts. And it keeps moving. So at first, you are going to push back internally. You remind yourself of your experience, your track record, all those years you've invested. The weight that you've carried when no one else would. I mean, surely that counts for something, right? But relevance is not measured in history. It is measured in usefulness. And usefulness, it changes. Tools evolve. Language shifts. And problems look different now. And you realize something very uncomfortable. You used to be the new perspective. You used to be the disruption. And now? Now you're the stability. And stability is valued. until it isn't. You start noticing smaller things. You tell a story you've told before, and halfway through, you realize that you've told it here already. The room, it listens politely. You offer advice, and someone says, "That's interesting." But they say it in the tone that people use when they don't plan to follow it. You sense that your authority hasn't disappeared. It's just softened. I mean, you're still respected. But you're no longer shaping direction. And no one said it out loud. It just shifted. So imagine walking into a room and seeing two versions of yourself. One sits at the table, calm, experienced, slightly quieter than before. The other stands behind the group, younger, sharper, energized. But it's not you. It's someone else. You watch as the group turns toward that newer energy. You don't disappear. You just start to move slightly out of focus. Your reflection in the glass wall fades just a little. You can still speak. But the room, it doesn't lean in the way that it used to. And the strange thing is, no one is pushing you out. The world is just moving forward. And forward, it doesn't always wait. I think about this more than people admit that they do. Irrelevance isn't the same as failure. I mean, it's not a scandal, a collapse. It's not humiliation. It's something quieter. It's the realization that you are no longer the center of momentum. And for people who have built identity around influence, guidance, contributions, that can feel like erasure. But here's the deeper truth. Irrelevance is not the end of usefulness. It's the end of being the default. The question isn't whether the world changes, because it always will. The question is whether you change with it or retreat into nostalgia. Do you resent the shift? Do you compete with it? Or do you evolve into something different? Mentor instead of driver. Architect instead of operator. Observer instead of executor. Relevance is one stage. And that's control. But relevance at another stage is wisdom. But wisdom requires letting go. Letting go of the need to be central. And honestly, that might be the hardest transition of them all. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If the world no longer needed you the way that it once did, who would you become next? Would you fight to stay essential? Or would you build a new kind of value, one that doesn't depend on being at the center? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.